I received an email a little while after last Monday's program aired on KUMD. The writer said he'd looked at all the photos I'd posted on Flickr of the pink-footed goose I saw in New York City, and not one of them showed pink feet. He wondered how I could be sure of the identification. Many birds are named for distinctive features that are not visible in the field, and some of those distinctive features are not unique to those species either. Yellow-rumped warblers don't always part their wings to show their rumps, and a few related warblers also have yellow rumps. Yellow-bellied sapsuckers and red-bellied woodpeckers both keep their bellies hidden against tree trunks during normal activities, and most individuals of both species lack any noticeable belly coloring, even in the hand. By that standard, pink-footed geese are actually fairly appropriately named, though to see the pink feet, the bird does need to be standing on land or flying without its feet tucked. The entire time I watched the New York bird, it was in the water, its feet entirely submerged. Fortunately, those pink feet are not the only way to recognize the bird. The only all-dark-headed goose that might be confused with it in North America is the white-fronted goose, and a bit of conspicuous white at the base of the bill excludes that. The extremely rare gray-leg goose and bean goose both have orange feet and do not have conspicuous pink on their bills. My goose showed the proper plumage and very conspicuous pink on the bill, so there was no doubt about its identification. My friend, the portwing artist Jeannie Perry, asked me, didn't the pink-footed goose figure heavily in one of the scenes from the movie The Big Year? Jean remembered that correctly. In the scene where the characters played by Jack Black, Steve Martin, and Owen Wilson are on High Island in Texas during the huge migration fallout, someone yells about a pink-footed goose being seen off a boardwalk. Owen Wilson plows right through a troop of girl explorers and their troop leader, but Jack Black and Steve Martin wait until all the girls pass through. Of course, Owen Wilson gets a quick look before the bird flies away, and he gloats about it. Later, the woman Jack Black has fallen for calls him about a pink-footed goose being seen near where she lives in Boston. He takes a bus there, and she meets him with her boyfriend. Jack Black is distressed about her having a boyfriend in the first place, and so he goes ballistic when the guy comments about his coming all that way to see a pink goose. To add insult to injury, of course, Jack Black misses the bird again. Finally, near the end of December, as the big year is drawing to a close, Steve Martin finds out about a pink-footed goose impossibly hanging out all by itself in a small bit of open water in the Colorado Mountains and brings Jack Black to see it. Pink-footed geese are definitely rare birds here in the U.S. They breed in Greenland, Iceland, and northern Scandinavia, and winter in Europe and the U.K. Individual vagrants do turn up rarely in the United States, and although this is extremely rare, they often do stay put for a month or longer, as the one at Arthur J. Hendrickson Park has been doing this year. This month there have also been sightings in Nova Scotia, Maine, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. The pink-footed goose is not the kind of bird I'd ever hop a jet and fly across the country in hopes of seeing, but as long as I was in New York anyway, I gladly hopped aboard a commuter train to see it, whether or not I got to see it showing off its pink feet. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.